Yeah, he got the original funding for Sesame Street. He started the presidential debates and created the Presidential Debates Commission, and a million things, little things in the community that no one will ever know that he did that just made everybody's lives better.
And he ticked off a lot of people, too, including
Sherwood Schwartz.
And Sherwood Schwartz was so upset by your father, he named the shipwreck on Gilligan's Island the SS Minnow.
That is correct. But my father always said they had a very pleasant exchange of correspondence afterward. We're super proud of that, by the way, the SS Minnow.
Wasn't there a Dobie Gillis? There was something else that your dad ticked off somebody.
Yes. No. And I told you that, Bob Denver, of course, played Gilligan, but our family cat was named after his earlier role. It was Maynard G. Krebs Minnow.
Okay, that was it. Yeah, your dad does so much. And, of course, he coined the phrase, which will live forever, TV is a vast wasteland.
Yes, that's true. Later on, he said it was a toxic waste dump.
I didn't hear that one. But we did, in college, when I went to college in the 70s, we did study your dad in one of my communications classes.
They still study him, and I still see references to him, I would say, on the internet. A couple of times a month, people mention something that he did, and I'm always very proud.
Newton Minow. But right now, our big star, Nell Minow, the movie mom. And I got to have you back. I love talking to you. I could talk to you 6 hours about movies. You know, I didn't get to a couple of my topics, which we'll get to next time. Nell Minow, you have a very nice holiday season, and keep those movie reviews coming because we're watching them on RogerEbert.com and, of course, MovieMom.com. Thank you very much, Nell.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. It's 8:01. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's check news of the morning.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A surprise announcement from President Biden. He's pardoning his son Hunter on felony gun and tax charges, something the president and the White House repeatedly said would not happen.
I said I abide by the jury decision and I will not pardon him.
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
Administration spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Amid threats by President-elect Trump and his allies to continue pursuing investigations against Hunter Biden, the president said he would pardon his son, calling the cases against him a miscarriage of justice, adding, no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's case can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong.
President-elect Trump calls the pardons a miscarriage of justice. Several feet of lake effect snow has fallen in western New York and parts of Pennsylvania and Michigan, and there's more expected today, along with strong winds and freezing temperatures. CBS's Rob Marciano is in Dunkirk, New York.
Across western New York, snow came down as fast as 3 inches per hour in some places, forcing a state of emergency as people clearing the snow struggled to keep up.
To go from no snow to 2 feet in one weekend, it's been a lot to kind of switch gears into a pretty extreme snowfall.
An American hostage in Gaza is now presumed dead. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has the details.
The Israeli army says the 21-year-old Israeli-American soldier was killed in the October 7th attack. His body is still in Gaza. Omer Neutra was born in the U.S. before immigrating to Israel, where he joined the army. More than 60 hostages thought to still be alive are being held in Gaza, along with the bodies of more than 30 others.
Today is the day to do your holiday shopping online. Adobe Analytics, Eric Matisoff.
On Cyber Monday, we're expecting prices and products to be as low as 30% discounted.
The Supreme Court today hears an appeal by the FDA, which has denied more than a million applications to sell candy or fruit-flavored e-cigarettes and vapes favored by kids. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The FDA rejected flavored vaping because it believed that it was more likely that teenagers would eventually become smokers of actual cigarettes by using them.
Last night in L.A. Santa Claus starred in the 92nd annual Hollywood Christmas Parade. Jeremy Renner was Grand Marshal. S&P futures are down 2. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine residents will have a chance to discuss a proposed $1.5 million tax increase for the fire department. That'll happen at a city council meeting tomorrow. If the measure is approved by the full council, it could appear on the April ballot. The move could result in an estimated $54 annual increase for homeowners with properties assessed at $175,000. Recent school report cards show mixed results for Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools. Kenosha maintained a rating of meets expectations. Racine missed the mark by a narrow margin, but it did show improvement, including its highest four-year graduation rate in 15 years. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, has announced his candidacy for the Democratic National Committee chair. He launched his campaign yesterday with a slogan of Unite, Fight, Win. The election for the position is set for February. Winter parking rules are now in effect in Racine and Kenosha. The rules require residents to follow alternate side parking rules based on even and odd number days. Each community has a detailed outline of what you're supposed to do on their respective website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks to play the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks getting ready to host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night. The Bucks now with a winning record of 10-9 after beating the Wizards over the weekend, 124-114. The Bucks have won six games in a row. Women's college volleyball tournament's getting underway later this week at the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. The Wisconsin women's team playing Thursday night around 7 against Fairfield in the first round. Marquette learned their women's team will face Florida Gulf Coast in Salt Lake City, Utah this Thursday at 5:30. NFL Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander back on the practice field after missing the past couple of games with a torn PCL in his right knee. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs still in the concussion protocol. Tight end Tucker Kraft on facing the Lions Thursday night inside Ford Field in Detroit.
You know, Ford Field gets loud. Big rectangle that place is. And then, that's a place where the atmosphere thrives.
That's the Packers' Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds and a few flurries this morning, gradually clearing this afternoon. We'll get to around 32 today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 21. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 32 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, a few snowflakes, breezy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
My wife's always buying stuff online. We're taking in shipments every day. We got boxes coming in our house. Everywhere I go, front door, back door, trunk of the car. They're everywhere. You know, Google Earth, like the Street View photos, they refresh every few months. Every time, there's boxes on my porch. She sends stuff to her office and launders it through the work bag. Just playing a huge shell game with me. I don't know what's coming or going, you know? So I was like, I'm returning that. That's for someone else. Like, how much is this? I don't know. I got that a long time ago. Before currency? What are you talking about? How much was it? She can never answer that question, you know? Like, are those new shoes? Yeah. How much are those? They were 30% off. Oh, is that how much they were? Let me jot that down in our ledger.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweet spiral we got, Judy in the sky, with dances.
Come to me. just take your glasses.
8:11, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. How many times did you hit the snooze button this morning? Be honest. You could be losing up to 6 entire days every year just by hitting that snooze button. A new study found that if you're one of 36% of the people who hits that snooze button an average of 4 times a morning, that adds up to 6 wasted days every year just by hitting the snooze alarm. I got to admit, I hit it this morning. I was up, but I did hit it. Here's CCR.
Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop
myself, my knees striking again.
Just taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Christie, Lightning Strikes. Coming up in January, we're probably going to have Bob Barry in here, legendary disc jockey from Milwaukee. I'm reading his book right now. My wife and I are reading it. And he talks about how Luke Christie came to an event in Milwaukee free of charge. It was a party, a birthday party, that I guess Bob Barry was doing the DJ work at. And Luke Christie showed up to sing Rhapsody in the Rain. We got to talk about that when he comes in. So we'll talk to Bob Barry probably in January. We'll have him in here. Or on the phone, wherever he wants to be, and talk about his career in radio and the legendary stations he worked at in Milwaukee over the years. So that should be a lot of fun. Hey, you know, 48% of us think you should be able to use a sick day for pretty much any reason whatsoever, but a lot of people feel just the opposite, including 6% who don't even think you should get one off if you're having surgery. People were asked different types of scenarios and whether which one is good enough for a reason to take a sick day. Here's what they said. What if you have a cold? 19% said, shouldn't get a sick day for that. I guess coming and infect everybody. Huh? The flu, only 8% still don't think you should. That's a good enough reason to take off. How about COVID? 7% said no to a sick day if you have COVID. They said take a vacation day or just spread it around the office. Wow. It's 8:18, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for partly sunny weather today, a chance of flurries with a high near 32. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 21. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 33. Cloudy and 21 right now here at Radio Park.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member, in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org, hospicealliance.org.
Big Deals. Jenny here from Big Deals. It's Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year. This year, you can shop Cyber Monday and still shop local. Big Deals is your local e-commerce website where you'll find dozens of gift certificates to businesses in your community. And today only, spend $50 or more and save an additional 20% on your entire purchase automatically. Check it out now.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
WRJN.
big white bird. Gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
And Joe Frank of Reynolds, Don't Pull Your Love. Take 24 at WRJM. And it's time for Odd But True. Got two of them for you here. The main reason Will Smith did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on TV was he owed $2.8 million in back taxes, needed the money. 70% of his pay for the first three seasons of the show were garnished by the IRS. And Adolf Hitler had a nephew named Paddy Hitler. That's P-A-D-D-Y, Paddy Hitler, who joined the U.S. Navy during World War II. He had to fill out a form of any relatives who might be fighting for the enemy. I'd love to see the expression on the face of the person who examined that form, huh? That must have been something. Here's the Big O. Here's Roy Orbison.
Sweet dream, baby.
Dream, baby. is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow,
doodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh,
doodle.
O'er the fields we go,
doodle.
Laughing all the way,
doodle. Bells on Bobtail ring, making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Speaking about Christmas, the Home Alone movie is really a Christmas story. It takes place at Christmas time. A doctor examined all the physical punishment that the wet bandits suffered in that movie, Home Alone. Let's just say those guys should have been way more banged up and probably in intensive care. Here's what they experienced. BB gun to the head and groin, an iron to the face, handling a burning doorknob, blowtorch to the scalp, walking barefoot on Christmas tree ornaments, paint can to the face, shovel to the back of the head. They should have been on life support after all that punishment, but they weren't. Daniel Stein and Joe Pesci, the Wet Bandits. Yeah, Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci, the Wet Bandits in that movie. That was good. Especially the pain can to the head. I thought that was good. It's 8:30. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents will have a chance to talk about another proposed tax increase tomorrow. A city council committee has already approved a $1.5 million referendum to boost funds for the fire department. The measure will get discussed at a meeting tomorrow with public comment part of the process. The full council still needs to approve the idea before it could appear on an April ballot. If it goes ahead, the owner of a $175,000 home in the city of Racine would pay about $54 extra each year. There are two people just across the state line that are thankful for search dogs. A 60-year-old man from Wadsworth and an elderly Antioch woman are safe after both went missing in different situations over the weekend. Police say the man in Wadsworth wandered away from his home in the cold Friday night. He was found Saturday morning walking near the forest preserve. The Antioch woman was missing for a few hours in the cold before being found Saturday. Police say both had cognitive issues and are said to be okay. Winter rules are in effect for parking in Racine and Kenosha. It's now through April for winter parking changes. The alternate side of the street rule is in effect. That's where you have to park on even-numbered address sides of the street on even-numbered days and vice versa. Each community has a description of what's going on their respective websites. And those looking to shoo the flu can get a shot in Kenosha this week. On Friday, people are invited to the Kenosha County Community Health Flu Prevention Clinic. They're giving out free flu shots. It runs from 8 to 4 on Friday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds and a few flurries this morning, gradually clearing this afternoon. We'll get to around 32 today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 21. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 32 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, a few snowflakes, breezy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
To this day, there are some things I can't eat because I don't like the way they sound. I still cannot eat squash. You want some squash? No! Sounds like somebody sat on dinner, you know? Eggplant. But what is it, an egg or a plant? Tell it to make up its mind and come on back. Somebody don't like the sound of succotash. What'd you call me? You look out, Avery!
Hey, be cool, hey, be cool. It's lima beans and corn, man.
Then there are some things that sound too funny to eat. Guacamole. That sounds like something you yell when you're on fire. Guacamole! Well, sounds like something you can't remember the name of. Where's that little guacamole I had here? And, of course, the funniest food, kumquats.
I don't even bring them home anymore. I sit there laughing and they go to waste.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Kids in Messina, your mama don't dance, daddy don't rock and roll. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:36. Odd but true. You know, there was a real Dr. Pepper? Yeah, a pharmacist named Charles Alderton created the soda, and his boss named it after Dr. Charles T. Pepper, who he worked with earlier in his career. He also had a relationship with Pepper's daughter, so they named it Dr. Pepper. See? You learn a lot on this radio show in the morning, don't you? Partly sunny today, chance of flurries, highs near 32. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 21. Tomorrow, sunny, highs near 33, above freezing. I love it. Right now, it's cloudy and 21 degrees here at Radio Park.
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweetheart. We were always hand in hand. I wore high-top shoes and sandals. Susie was in pigtails. Time and time again. Don't you know I was made for love?
gentle ballroom queen in reverse. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. 'Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. He's a honky-tonk rebel. Give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
Honky Tonk Women, local news and Tamla's hits, WRJN. Well, this guy in New Hampshire accidentally threw out his wife's wedding and engagement rings after she cleaned them and left them in a paper towel. And being the good husband he was, he threw out the paper towel. But sanitation workers helped dig through mountains of trash and found them. Now, he bought pizza for everyone who dug through the trash to say thank you. I think I would have bought him a steak dinner, but he settled for pizza. 8:42. It's cloudy, 21 degrees right now in Radio Park with Elvis.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul. We'll be right back.
Elvis Burnin' Love, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Today's Cyber Monday, so here's an easy online shopping hack for you. Put stuff in your cart and just leave it there. Sites track abandoned orders now, so you might get an email in a couple of days offering you an additional discount for you to pull the trigger and make that purchase.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
WRJN, it's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Pasadena. Now, if you're a parent, you probably know all this. A poll of parents with kids 6 and under found the average child asks 11 questions a day, more than 4,000 a year, and we only know the answer to 42% of them. The most common questions have to do with understanding the world around them, things like animals, nature, and current events. Parents were also asked to name the most interesting question their child ever asked. Answers included, why is the sky so high? Good question. Why can fish keep their eyes open underwater? Another good question, but here's the answer in case they ask you that question. The answer is they don't have eyelids.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. It's time to best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be with misery. My only company may come today and it might come tomorrow. You needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't there.
Don't forget, Cyber Monday is here, the biggest online shopping day of the year. Kick off your holiday season by supporting our community and shopping local with WRJN Big Deals. Discover dozens of gift certificates from your favorite local businesses all in one place. Just head to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and start shopping. And for today, spend $50 or more, enjoy an extra 20% off your entire purchase automatically. Check it out at WRJN.com, the Big Deals tab. Click on it. I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Coming up next, it's Dan Marcus at WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send.